As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, June the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today, hard facts certainly, and workable solutions. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. It'd be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access, you can call area code 512-904-8014 to join me for live on the air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. You can also log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com, and engage in our chat room discussion, certainly right there. You can also find the chat room by going to vocallocal.org. Either way, I'll get you there, right to the homepage of Become Vocal Local, and you can join the chat conversation throughout the broadcast. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96 for snail mail. Out of Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Mo, big Mo to me, 65647. Again, Exeter, Missouri. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, Elgin, Texas, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, getting ahead of myself there mentally, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Radio, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Always appreciate that. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. All of our show archives and so much more available at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Markets awash in red ink as the G20 summit preparations terrorize Toronto. Well, we'll talk about that this morning. The green boys are clashing with the brown fellas over Gulf oil exploration prospects. We'll talk about that as well. John Stuart Mill on representative government. We'll continue our study there, too, later on in the broadcast. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning, Wednesday, June the 23rd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading flat at $1,238.50. Yeah, we're going to need to get the air pump out and pump the tires up on gold one more time. Anyway, silver off 5 cents as well, trading at $18.75. What happened to my $19 silver, anywho? Platinum off $8, trades at $1,575 for a troy ounce of platinum. Palladium up $1 at $484. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,237.20 for a low, $1,247.30 for a high, a $10 spread in there, but at $1,238.50, your gold is up year-to-year $312 an ounce for a 33.79% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price of gold at $1,243. You can see we're trading a bit below that now. And the SPDR gold shares, well, there's the music. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors and get the rest of this market report behind us for this morning. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 23rd, 2010, two-hour live broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Kind of juggling balls. Came into the radio room just a little late this morning. Trying to brew my coffee on the side and everything else. Oh, my. Anyway, we're up and running. Let's go. Got the market report once again for this morning. We find gold trading at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading flat at $1,238.50 an ounce. Silver off a nickel at $18.75 an ounce. Platinum down $8 at $15.75. Palladium up $1 at $484. Again, the London Gold Fix, the Boys of London, set the price at $1,243. But we find in the SPDR gold shares, there's a little bit of profit, actually accumulation was going on, not profit taking, but accumulation as the price of gold went down, and I hope you're paying attention. As the price of gold has gone down from the recent high above 1266 to 1238.50, the SPDR gold shares, boys, they're not the exchange-traded fund people, those day traders, they're not sleeping. They're taking advantage of it. They bought 5.17 metric tons of gold overnight, bringing up their holdings in gold, at least ostensibly, to 1,313.13 metric tons. That's right, 13. You gotta love these occultists anyway. 13 this morning, metric tons for $52.17 billion value on the State Street Global Advisors GLD this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fared less buoyantly yesterday, closing down 149 to 10,294. The NASDAQ was off 27. Yeah, the sea of red ink continues. The NASDAQ down 27 yesterday, closed out at 2,262, and the S&P 500 dropped 15, closing out at 1,095. Where it'll close today is anybody's guess. The crude oil this morning off 43 cents, more red ink. Drops down to $77.42 each for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning moves down, drops 14 basis points to 86 flat, 86.00. And in the foreign exchange markets, a little up, a little down here and there, the Canadian loonie down 69 basis points to 96 cents U.S., The exchange rate for the Mexican peso moves up 26 basis points, yet still trades out at 8 cents U.S. The euro is up 10 basis points, trades at $1.23 U.S. The British pound off 81 basis points, 0.81 to $1.49 U.S. And the Swiss franc losing 4 basis points in early trading, trades at 90 cents U.S. The U.S. Treasuries this morning, the bond market, the 2-year yield is at 0.70. Hardly a yield at all. The 10-year yield is at 3.16, and the 30-year yield on those U.S. Treasury bonds is 4.10%. Of course, that benefits the mortgage markets. We see the 15-year mortgage moving down from a month ago where it was at 4.19 to 4.14 this morning, and the 30-year mortgage moves down to 4.76 from 4.87 a month ago. And of course, as that mortgage rate goes down and down and down, you would think people would be rushing out to buy new houses, but that's not quite the way that it's going. Here is the way that it's going. This off of Bloomberg, the housing market threatens the U.S. recovery as the slide resumes. It's kind of like a grease chute. You know, we're going bobsledding in the real estate market this morning. This article by Kathleen Howley. I wonder if she stays out late at night, sits on the roof. June 23rd, 2010, new news. The U.S. real estate market threatens to undercut the usurper's stimulus-driven economic recovery as home sales resume their record slide following the end of the federal home buyer tax credit. Can't get people to buy houses if they're unemployed, and the tax credits are not such a lure as they were earlier. Sales of previously owned homes unexpectedly fell. They didn't anticipate this. They didn't anticipate when they shut off the gravy train, when they shut off the tap to the unearned grants and aid, that people quit jumping in line to buy houses. But sales of previously owned homes, those are that wreck next door to me. Yeah, those things. The sales of previously owned homes, unexpected. That's the ones where the people sent the keys back to the bank. You know, Kurt Wilson talks about the jingle mail. Right. Jingle mail. Yeah. Sales of previously owned homes, unexpected. Never mind. Well, stop singing. Sales of previously owned homes unexpectedly fell 2.2% in May. The National Association of Realtors and Robbers said yesterday, even as mortgage rates remained near an all-time low. They can't give these things away, folks. There's no money out there. People are unemployed. They can't quite figure that out. New home sales tumbled 19% last month, the biggest drop in 16 years. According to the median forecast of 76 economists in a news Bloomberg News survey, and then they all had lattes and crumpets, the end of the tax credits in April is putting a strain on a market still hurting from the worst collapse since the Great Depression. Foreclosures in the U.S. may reach 1.9 million this year after a record 2 million in 2009. According to Mark Zandi, the chief economist at Moody's Analytics, Inc. in Westchester, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, it would take 8.3 months to sell all available 3.89 million existing homes, the Realtors Association said. So in other words, with what they got on the market right now, we can blow all the way through the end of this year and on across into 2011. We don't need to see any new homes being built. Here's a quote. We're going to see a home sales air pocket. Don't you love these terms? Okay. We're going to see a home sales air pocket after the end of the tax credit stimulus, said Richard D. Kaiser, a former economist at the U.S. Bureau of Economics Analysis who founded Washington-based Woodley Park Research. Quote, that means housing will be a drag on the third quarter economic growth. Right? This is important. This article is going to show us here in a second. The Standard & Poor's Index, yeah, we talk about that all the time, Standard & Poor 500 Index fell 1.6% yesterday as the home sales data raised concerns that economic growth isn't strong enough to justify the 6% run-up in stock prices in the previous 2 weeks. In other words, the bottom's coming right out of it. No matter whether they use 2x4s or 6x6s, they're not going to be able to sustain or shore up this housing market. The yield on 10-year U.S. Treasury notes fell 0.09 percentage to 3.16%. Of course, our listeners are wise enough to figure that out. They hear it every morning. Hope you're making your own charts, checking your list, checking it twice. Prices are crucial. The U.S. economy will expand 3% from July through September. They think, they hope, down from 3.3% this quarter and 5.6% in the final three months of 2009. In other words, it's going down and down and down and down and down. The fall off may be steeper if the property market deteriorates more than currently expected. Well, they've been unexpectedly predicting for how long? Right. If there's a sharp decline not only in housing sales but in housing prices, that could threaten a recovery. Susan Wachter, a real estate professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School in Philadelphia, said. Right on, Susan. You might be quite right there. I hope you didn't have to go to school too long to figure that sort of stuff out. We get it right here every morning.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com. or call 205-246-6492.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, real estate isn't going to bail us out, but there's going to be bailouts, and the bailouts will continue. There's no doubt about that. We could go on and on. Let's do a little bit further of this. I want to close out this article. Once again, if there's a sharp decline not only in the housing sales but in housing prices, that could threaten a recovery. And I think that's very possible. Combined sales of new and existing homes will drop 12% in the third quarter from 3 months ending June 30th. According to a forecast by Fannie Mae, of course, they're broke. I guess we don't need to listen to what they say. Their crystal ball is foggy and their Ouija board is missing a few letters. The largest mortgage financier before yesterday's report. Yeah, they were the largest mortgage financier a while ago. Freddie Mac, their twin, which ranks the second after Fannie Mae, is projecting a 7.1% decline. That's not going to be too good for Fannie Mae's bottom line, and it probably won't help to spread Fannie Mac's bottom either. The median U.S. home price slid 29% to an almost eight-year low of $164,600. Anybody offers me that for this dump, I'll take it. In February, from a peak of $230,300 in July of 2006, according to data from the Realtors Group, prices will drop 3.6% this year after falling 4.5% in 2009. Well, all this gives you an idea as the correction in the real estate market. Now, the whole idea of being faced with property taxes on an annual, basis, it's to the realtor's advantage that prices on properties goes up. You know, the higher the prices of the home, the resale of the sales price of the home, the greater their commission. So it's always to their advantage to push it up and push it up and push it up as far as their listing price is concerned. The same goes in the assessors or in the appraisers department. You know, as they say, mate is intended, MAI, the member of the Appraisers Institute. Well, MAI make the appraisal to fit the numbers, whatever the bank wants to hear, give them that. The same thing goes with the local tax assessor's office. You know, they want your house to be valued at as high as possible because then they can get the greatest tax take. But all that Ponzi scheme bubble is supposed to make you think that your house is going up and up and up in value, and so then you run out to the bank and borrow money against your unearned income there, your equity, with or without any sweat involved in it. But those chickens are all now starting to come home to roost with all this overpriced real estate. Consumer spending, lower prices, fewer home sales, and a drop in residential construction will sap consumer spending that accounts for about 70% of the world's largest economy, according to Woodley Parks Decatur. Now, let's see how this all relates and comes back in, ties together. There's a tight relationship between home sales and outlays on furniture, appliances, and building materials, and gardening things, and, lawn mowers, and all of that sort of nonsense and fencing, all of that sort of stuff. Tight relationship there. Of course, I don't know how that's really going to benefit us. Every time I go out to one of these places and look around, the furniture is all made in Malaysia, the appliances are all made in Mexico or Canada, and the building materials are largely imported from Canada or Mexico or China. So we've already seen some pullback on housing-related items because of the drop in home construction. Sales at U.S. retailers fell 1.2% in May, the first decline in 8 months, led by a record of 9.3% plunge at building material stores, the Commerce Department said. I don't imagine, your Home Depot and Ernst and places like that are doing too well. Residential investment, comprised of home construction, renovation, and real estate broker commissions, will slice 3 percentage points from the U.S. economic growth in the third quarter before adding 0.4 percentage point in the final 3 months of 2010. And then it goes on and talks about tepid recovery. A tepid, in other words, lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. A tepid economic recovery, that's what we're going to get because housing is only very slowly going to return to normal. return to normal? Edward Lerner, or it could be Lemur, an economist at the University of California, Los Angeles, said, and that he's the director of the UCLA Anderson Business Forecast, quote, "We have had a medicated market because of the tax credits, and the meds have been removed, so it's going to be difficult to sell homes in the next few months." That's right. The junkies going on cold turkey here. The home buyer's tax credit of as much as $8,000 required buyers to have signed contracts by April the 30th and a close on the properties by July the 1st. The credit resulted in 1 million additional home sales from its inception in February, but you know what that does? It just pushes it out. See, people rushed in to take advantage of those tax credits, bought a house perhaps earlier than they would ordinarily have done so, and now they won't have to buy it down the road, and so there will be a void in those months where those tax credit dollars are not available. It's the same thing, much the same thing as the Cash for Clunkers program. Every time you manipulate the markets, every time you manage the markets, you go away from a free market environment and get involved with these managed markets and managed trade, you screw it up. The natural market doesn't work. Anyway, the Federal Reserve, in an effort to keep home loans flowing, spent $1.25 trillion to buy mortgage-backed securities. Now, this story just gets longer and longer and more gross. People won't buy homes when they're worried about their jobs. Unemployment is the main reason housing is weakening without the tax credit to spur the demand. The jobless rate will stay above 9%. Well, we know it's much higher than that. Through the second quarter of 2011, according to economists surveyed by Bloomberg, home construction and property sales led the way out of the previous seven recessions going all the way back to 1960, according to PMI Group, Inc., a mortgage insurer in Walnut Creek, California. New home sales improved an average of 8 months before the beginning of economic growth, and single-family housing starts improved 7 months before recovery. And that time, it didn't happen. Sales of new houses fell in five of the 8 months before the economic expansion began in 2009's second half. What economic expansion? You're talking about the trillions and trillions pitched at the problem? Kicking in the Keynesian school of economics idea of spending our way to prosperity. Housing starts fell in two of the past 7 months. This is a recession that was induced by housing, and housing is not going to carry us out like it has done in the past, said Dionne Swonk, chief economist, Chicago-based Mezy Rao Financial Holdings, Inc. Well, hopefully she knows what she's talking about, because they sure don't know what they're talking about in Washington. Here's another one. Mamma Mia goes dark. Bankers stay home as the G20 hits Toronto. Oh, yeah. This is a real hairball of a story. By Doug Alexander, New News. He was teamed up with Joe Schneider and Sean Pasternak to collaboratively write this one. Toronto, the host to this weekend's Group of 20 Summit, is preparing for an invasion of world leaders, police, and protesters by shutting its doors. An invasion. You know, Hal Anthony always says, you know, terrorism. Terrorism is a form of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread. That sounds like I was right this morning when I said terrorism. Basically, Toronto is preparing to be terrorized here by the invasion of this G20 summit. The Toronto Blue Jays baseball team is leaving town. Well, that's probably a good thing. The Royal Alexandra Theater is closing for the first time in more than a century. That's not so good. And thousands of bankers and money managers, such as David Cockfield, are working from home. Maybe they should be under house arrest. People coming to cover the G20 are going to find Toronto just empty, with wind blowing through the downtown canyons, asking, "Where are all the people?" This said Cockfield, a portfolio manager at McNichol and Associates Asset Management, Inc., which oversees about $300 million Canadian dollars. Well, pick it up right there on the other side. Rather interesting trouble coming to Toronto.
You are
listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back once again here taking a look at this article off of Bloomberg in regard to the upcoming G20 summit in Toronto. Boy, this thing ought to be outlawed. This ought to be banned. This is unbelievable. This should be unlawful. People coming to the G20 are going to find Toronto just empty with wind blowing through the downtown canyons, blah, blah, blah. Lost business from the shuttered shops, offices, and restaurants and tourist venues such as the Art Gallery of Ontario will likely offset any economic gains from packed hotels for the June 26th to 27th summit. In Canada's biggest city, the Bank of Montreal deputy chief economist Doug Porter said, the G20 meeting may result in an average cost of $7,500 Canadian in lost sales for each downtown restaurant during the 2 days, according to the Canadian Restaurant and Food Services Association. That's a revenue drop of about $23 million Canadian. Bottom line, restaurateurs are not liking it at all. Association Chief Executive Officer Garth White said, there will be more losers than winners, I'd say so. A lot more losers than winners whenever these losers come to town. Security Zone, a 12-block section of Toronto's financial district, is already surrounded by 3-meter, that's 10-foot high, folks, 3-meter high chain-link fences and concrete barriers, part of the largest security operation ever in Canada with 20,000 police and security guards. Now, we've seen numbers higher than that. About 223 employees work in financial services in Toronto, the third most of any city in North America, according to the Toronto Financial Services Alliance. The region of about 5.1 million people is home to Canada's largest lenders, 55 foreign bank units, and insurers such as Manulife Financial Corp. At least three dozen downtown branches of Canada's five largest lenders, including Toronto Dominion Bank and Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, will close between June the 24th and June the 27th because of increased security and protests. Increased security and protests. Maybe somebody has something that they want to say. Maybe there's a real problem here that's being hidden. Hidden from view. Hidden from the view of the bankers. Hidden from the view of the world behind these 10-foot-high chain-link fences. Maybe we need to hear what people are actually protesting about one time. Bankers in the city's financial district, oh, this sounds just like the Cannery Wharf, doesn't it? The meeting held over there. Bankers in the city's financial district on Bay Street are also being advised by their companies to ditch their suits and ties for casual clothes so they're not beat to hell on the streets. Well, I added that. With at least 18 demonstrations planned by groups protesting everything from oil sands development and poverty to boycotting Chilean wine and fruit. Oh, boy. Well, maybe we don't need to hear what they have to say. Sounds like all the fruits and nuts are coming out this time. I'll probably wear a baseball cap and a pair of shorts, Century Select Capital Money Manager Mason Granger said. I don't want to make it obvious. I'm a Bay Street guy. Sorry, Mason. You put on a pair of baseball or put on a baseball cap and a pair of shorts, and I'm sure that even from a distance, people will be able to tell that you're a Bay Street guy. Anyway, if you all recall, when the Patriot Act came out, Patriot Act 1.0, or whatever you want to call it, the first time round, if you recall, there is a whole section in there that authorizes all of the various branches of the Federal Reserve and major banking houses to have their own armed security systems. They can hire their own militia. They can hire their own Z or Blackwater or whatever they call them bunch. And so it just is in keeping here now, somewhat 9 years later, 10 years later, that all of these various banks are pooling their resources, obviously, flexing their muscles, and then laying it on the back of the people to pay for their security while they hold this totally unnecessary meeting. Law firm closes. The Bank of Montreal, based in First Canadian Place Tower, may have as many as 40% of its 6,000 downtown staff working from home. The bank also plans to run part of its Canadian trading operations from an alternate site. Osler, Hoskin, and Harcourt LLP will close its law offices in the same building on June the 25th, affecting about 750 employees. Chief Operating Officer Ruth Woods, PricewaterhouseCoopers, is closing its office nearby, affecting 1,800 workers. Paul Hand, Managing Director of Equities RBC Capital Markets, says he'll take June 25th off and come in later than normal to Royal Bank of Canada's gold-tinted office tower. The Brooks Brothers, who cares about Paul Hand anyway? The Brooks Brothers clothing store in the same building will be closed for 3 days. This whole G20 thing, here's a quote from Hand, this whole G20 thing has taken on a surreal feel, said Hand, 61. It's become a backdrop of malaise. Stay at home. It just continues, folks. I'm telling you what. Well, fortunately, we'll probably be hearing something from one of our hosts on this. There's a little bit more. Big Daddy's Crab Shack and Oyster Bar is among Toronto's eateries planning to close this weekend. Nobody's going to be coming downtown, said manager Trey Tran. Tran? I hope he's not he could be. Gabby's, a sports bar, is betting that full hotels will translate into booming business from police, journalists, and summit delegates. Tourism Toronto estimates the G20 will result in 1,114,000 hotel room nights in the city and a spending of $53 million Canadian. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police are based at the Hyatt Hotel across the road from Gabby's. The RCMP boys are going to be in here drinking, Gabby's general manager, Scott Work, said. I don't expect any problems. Well, you see how that goes. Here's a little bit more. We're going to start seeing some more of this as well. Let's go to this one first, and then we'll go to that one next. Deepwater drilling ban lifted by New Orleans federal judge. We heard about this a little bit yesterday. Laurel Brubaker, Culkins, and Margaret Cronin Fiss collaboratively writing June 23rd. New news off Bloomberg. A New Orleans federal judge lifted the six-month moratorium on deepwater drilling imposed by Barry the usurper. Following the greatest oil spill in U.S. history. Okay, this is where we come in, this idea of the green boys clashing with the brown fellows over the Gulf oil exploration prospects. And there's some more about that right in this article. Barry the usurper temporarily halted all drilling in the waters deeper than 500 feet on May 27th. Think of all the water, all the drilling that's going on in less than 500 feet, by the way. To give a presidential commission time to study improvements in the safety of offshore operations, more than a dozen Louisiana offshore service and supply companies sued U.S. regulators to lift the ban. The U.S. said it'll appeal the decision. U.S. District Judge Martin Feldman, you know, probably a very nice young Irish Catholic, yesterday granted a preliminary injunction halting the moratorium. He also, quote-unquote, immediately prohibited the U.S. from enforcing the ban. Government lawyers told Feldman the ban was based on findings in a U.S. report following the sinking of the... Well, we don't need to go through all that again. Here's another quote. The court is unable to divine or fathom a relationship between the findings and the immense scope of the moratorium. You know, just think in your mind... And just run back to the Whitewater or Whitewash Commission on 9/11, and then plug in that kind of a phrase. The court is unable to divine or fathom a relationship between the findings and the immense scope of this moratorium. The people of the United States were unable to divine or fathom any relationship between this report and what transpired on September the 11th. So anyway. At least this judge is following, it looks like, good procedure. Feldman said in his 22-page decision, the blanket moratorium with no parameters seems to assume that because one oil rig failed, and although no one yet fully knows why, all companies and drill rigs drilling new wells over 500 feet also universally present an imminent danger. Now, he's right in that. You know, I like to hope that we have, you know, equal justice as opposed to social justice. What the usurper is trying to accomplish here is social justice. What this fellow is trying to do is remember his oath, and he's following equal justice. Feldman continues here, the court cannot substitute its judgment for the one or for that of the agency, but the agency must cogently explain why it has exercised its discretion in a given manner. In other words, you know, just stop the grandstanding, stop pontificating, stop looking around like some bobble-headed beach ball and just jutting your chin out. Come on, Barry, tell us why you're doing what you're doing. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And you're certainly welcome to call in today at area code 512-904-8014 if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, or you can call in at 866-841-1065 to join us on the air, as Chad from Alaska has. Good morning, Chad.
Hi. I thought of calling you when I heard you say the numbers when you started your show, and because you seem like you like to educate people about a lot of things, and something I rarely hear ever talk is the original form of our government and how people could rebuild the de jure governments from the state levels on up. And there's only one person I know that does that, and I never hear him talked about or hear him on a radio show or any place. And
well, who is it? Who is that person, Chad?
It's at teamlaw.net, and he has already established like 30 de jure governors of the states, and the chief joints of staff have backed him up, and he's won a lot of court cases in the state of Colorado, and I just thought I'd run that across you because I've never heard it discussed before.
Let's see if I have that down correctly. It's team, like T-E-A-M, law.net?
Yeah.
All right, and great. Well, I'll take a look at that.
The way he goes about it is he gets people to get a hold of their land patents, and then he uses those people as electors to elect people into the de jure state office of government, and he seems to, you know, have a good handle of how to rebuild the de jure government from the ground up.
Have you ever had the opportunity or taken the time to listen to Alfred Adesk or perhaps Hal Anthony? Hal Anthony broadcasts on the Revolution Broadcasting Network and is really a knowledgeable speaker in regards to the land patent concept, the mineral rights. And then Alfred Adesk has spoken and taught for years. I've had him on. I've had both those gentlemen on this broadcast in the past. Have spoken about the difference between the state and this state, and the de jure and the de facto, and it makes for a very worthy discussion. And I thank you for bringing that up to us, Chad.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Call in anytime. Okay, well, that's Chad from Alaska, and I've heard Chad on other broadcasts from time to time, I believe. His voice is certainly distinctive, and he always brings good information to the table, and certainly there are many different ways that we can go about, very many different ways that we can go about restoring our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, which I believe is the actual de jure, if you will. Let's see, we're having trouble with that. Oracle phones just dropped. Let me bring them back in. All right, that should take care of that. Let me jump over here quickly and do a little housekeeping, restore that, make sure that we don't go there again, click that. Now we should be back up, unable to connect one more time. Let me pull that back up so that we have our phone bank in order. Just bear with me a second, folks, here, multitasking like crazy. Well, we'll let the Oracle phones rest for a moment. We'll come back and reconnect that. But nevertheless, when we're looking at our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, from my reading and study of the Constitution, that is as close to a description that I can come up with for the form of government that we actually were intended to have had for a very short period of time, unfortunately. And so that could be considered the de jure state. And then the de facto state is this corporate entity that was created subsequent, I believe, to the either just before or just after the War of Northern Aggression. Some people call it the Civil War. And so we've been operating under this form of government, this de facto government, not only in our states, but in the federal, from the federal system. From what I've heard from others, and I can't remember the two ladies' names right off the top of my head, but on their trip to Washington, you go to your congressman's, your congress critter's office, and they have a little velvet rope, you know, like you might find in a theater across the door to your congressman's office. And the reason for that is because that's not really their office. You have to go to the other building, and then that's the building where they do all the corporate business. So they don't do any business under our Constitution anymore, and that's why it's under glass and surrounded by brass and over in the mausoleum with all the other dead relics of this country. But it would certainly be nice to be able to set that system back to place again. And that's the whole idea of becoming Vocal Local. So I do hope Chad continues to listen to the broadcast because that is something we focus on each and every day. And we'll be talking about more when we go into and continue our discussion of John Stuart Mill's representative government right after the top of the hour here. But let's go back in and finish out this important article from Bloomberg in regards to the drilling. Interior Secretary Kenneth Salazar sent a statement that he will issue a new order on deep water offshore drilling. So what they're basically doing is, again, this is a wrestling match. This is a new gamesmanship between Feldman and Salazar, between the Louisiana and the people in that area, the region, and the oil companies, the brown fellows, if you will, and the green weenies, trying to jostle and jockey for position as they move this political football further down the field. We see clear evidence every day as oil spills from BP's well of the need for a pause on deep water drilling, Salazar said, based on this ever-growing evidence. Well, of course, not necessarily a pause required here on deep water drilling, but we certainly need to do a checkup from the neck up on Salazar's Mineral Management Service, because they have historically not required the environmental impact assessments that are necessary to verify that the oil companies that are planning projects have taken all of the environmental steps necessary, all the steps necessary to show that they're competent to do what they're claiming that they want to do. And if you've been listening at all to Mike Chambers' broadcast or any of our discussions on Oracle Unleashed, they came into this Macondo well project, obviously, without the toolbox. They didn't have a toolbox to repair the damages that they were doing. And that would be something that a competent regulator would look at when they're reviewing an application for a permit. Of course, that's not what's being discussed here. So they're basically just having a peeing match. And like I said, it's a political football, and it's being run down the field. Based on this ever-growing evidence, I will issue a new order in the coming days that eliminates any doubt that a moratorium is needed, appropriate, and within our authorities. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs told reporters that continuing to drill at these depths without knowing what happened does not make any sense. Does not make any sense. Well, if Robert Gibbs would do just half the research that Mike Chambers has done and Nemo has done and others on the network, if Robert Gibbs would just do half the research that so many people on the Internet have done already, we would know what happened much better than he does, apparently. He only knows what somebody's told him to say, and that's what he was told to say, and so he said it. The U.S. will ask Feldman, this is the judge, to stay his ruling pending an appeal. Justice Department Attorney Michael Thorpe said yesterday at a court hearing in a separate lawsuit challenging the ban. The government didn't indicate how soon it will request a stay, so it's just going back and forth, back and forth. If Feldman denies the request to halt the enforcement of his order, the U.S. could file an emergency application to the U.S. Court of Appeals in New Orleans to stay enforcement. Now, all of this is working towards, you know, coming down to a place where it might even get bumped up to the Supreme Court, and we might actually have an opinion and an official ruling to set precedent going forward on this issue, but we'll see. The appeals court isn't likely to reinstate the moratorium, said Sabino, an expert in complex federal litigation. Why? Because the judge's decision is the proper application of the law, he said in an interview. There's no question the government's action was extremely broad. So for all you can hail, you know, your black Jesus, when you step outside of the rule of law and begin to invoke legal positivism, in other words, whatever the prince says has the force of law, whenever you make that boundary, whenever you step over that boundary, the judiciary is supposed to step in, as they're doing right here with Feldman, and say, hold a minute there, Bubba, that ain't going to cut the mustard. You'll have to, you know, lick this calf over again. All right, we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. Your calls are certainly welcome. Stay tuned. Hour number two, straight ahead.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, of course, my name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Joined as we are this in the second hour here by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Always thank our micro broadcasters, our AM and FM affiliate stations, for carrying this broadcast to your local listening audiences. Thank you, and thank you indeed for myself and our network. But let's go back into the news. We've got a couple more news articles I want to cover for this morning, and then we'll go into our teaching segment here in our little internet homeschool classroom for the philosophical radicals of America and the world. This article off Bloomberg, Drilling Sheriff Salazar, that's a leg up, isn't it? Under scrutiny after the BP Gulf spill, okay? We covered a little bit there before in the previous segment about the Feldman case that's going on down in Louisiana and the blowback with the administration. Everybody is posturing and positioning, but here Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, who promised to be the new sheriff in town, when he took over the agency, that's kind of like martial law, isn't it? You know, he's the guy with the 10-gallon hat and the tall boots, the rodeo buckle, and a couple of pearl-handled six guns at his hips, right? Anyway, Ken Salazar promised to be the new sheriff in town. When he took over the agency that regulates offshore drilling, he actually just became the madam for the whorehouse, but we won't say that on air, faces increased scrutiny of his leadership before the explosion at a BP PLC well set off the worst oil spill in U.S. history. I mean, why don't they just go ahead and write that in brass? So tired of reading that. Quote, the pace of reform was just too slow in Salazar's efforts to root out corruption and reverse a philosophy that says corporations should be allowed to play by their own rules and police themselves. Yeah, that's going to come to an end. President Barry the Usurper said in a speech from his Oval Office, or oral office, or whatever kind of an office it is, it was the Usurper's most critical public comment on Salazar's performance. I wonder who wrote it for him. Salazar, 55, will be questioned on steps to bolster oversight of the oil industry at Senate hearings today and tomorrow, his sixth and seventh appearances before Congress since the spill began in April. Since the spill was reported in April. He ultimately may quit or lose his job for not moving faster to revamp regulations of deep water drilling. Let me tell you a little bit about that. I call that the conservation of human resources. All right, you get somebody like Ken Salazar, who, if this little incident hadn't transpired in the Gulf, would have just been a perfectly hokey-dokey, hunky-dunky, carry the ball for Barry guy. If they come under too much fire, if they come up under too much fire, just like Tony Hayward, they come under too much fire, what typically happens, especially in government and agencies, administrative, you know, government, what happens is they get rotated out quietly. They're rotated to somewhere else. And then someone laterally moves, typically laterally, moves into their position. All right, so it's kind of like just a pawn swap or something like, not a pawn shop, a pawn swap. All right, you just take one chess piece and you slip it from the white square to the black square, and then you move the other one from the black square to the white square, and there everyone's happy, but you're still dealing with a pawn. It's the conservation of human resources. That's very much what's happening here. At some point, you've got to think that he's in some trouble, Snape, That'd be Bill Snape, the senior counsel for the Center for Biological Diversity. There's a bunch of greenies if you ever wanted to see some. Look that one up. The Center for Biological Diversity. Snape said in an interview yesterday, quote, the odds are greater than 50-50 that Salazar does say goodbye after the elections. Well, we'll see whether or not he does or whether or not he doesn't, but we'll have to wait for the elections. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Seapanel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Seapanels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Sex gifts. Ken, that would be Ken Salazar. Ken inherited an agency that I think required a lot of work. Close quote. Dorgan, a Democrat of North Dakota, said in an interview yesterday, quote, I really think he's done a good job. Really a good job. Close quote. And there's no sign that the usurper has lost faith in Ken, he said. The secretary is devoting 100% of his time to fight to protect the Gulf Coast from BP's oil spill and will not rest until the leak is stopped. Wait a minute, isn't that what Barry said? Isn't that what Tony Hayward said? What do they do, get this on a Chinese fortune cookie from their Peking duck? The affected communities are made whole. And the Gulf Coast is restored. Find that in the Bible, can't you? Salazar promised days after taking office to revamp the Mineral Management Service, the agency within his department that oversees oil and gas drilling on federal lands and offshore tracts. In 2008, Interior Department Inspector General Earl Devaney found that the MMS employs in a division that collects fees and had accepted gifts and engaged in sex with industry contacts while failing to collect almost $200 million due from the energy companies. Well, as we said before, you know, British Petroleum, they changed their name, they changed the face, their public face. It's Beyond Petroleum. That's right. Beyond Petroleum, as most of them are, Anadarko, Nalco, they're all Beyond Petroleum. They're off into the new stuff, you know. They're out there chasing Cervantes with the windmills and things like that, tilting windmills. MMS employees are now required to receive annual ethics training and meet new standards issued under Salazar in March 2009. Well, you know how that goes. Surely you've worked someplace where you had to go and sit in a conference room someplace while some drab little bobbed-haired woman come in and tell you all about ethics, you know. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Salazar ended that program that let companies pay royalty fees in oil instead of cash. Ended a program that allowed the oil companies to pay their fees in oil instead of cash. Is that why we have all of our reserves overflowing in Texas and Oklahoma? Overflowing. They got all the tankers filled, all those barges sitting offshore filled with oil, waiting and waiting and waiting to come to shore. They don't want to just pay us cash. And instead of paying us cash, like within Federal Reserve notes, why don't they pay us in gold and silver coin instead? That would be appropriate. But, of course, BP is moving into the wind market, and so is Salazar. After taking those steps, the Interior Secretary concentrated much of his efforts last year on pushing for the development of offshore wind turbines. Now, wait a minute, Ken. Ken, how does a wind turbine fit into the department head there of Minerals Management Service? Excuse me. Well, I guess air could be a mineral. I mean, they want to tax carbon dioxide. Pushing for offshore wind turbines, but no drilling platforms. Is that right, Ken? On April the 28th, he approved a $1 billion wind farm off the Massachusetts coast, the first in U.S. waters. What on earth? What? How does that fit into the Mineral Management Service? How is that mining? Mining the wind? Maybe. The priority was traction for offshore wind initiatives. Tyson Slocum, the director of the Energy Program for Public Citizen, a Washington advocacy group, said in an interview, quote, "No one with authority was coming up to Salazar and the president flagging concerns with the MMS regulatory oversight of oil and gas drilling." So I guess he took his eye off the ball. He started putting his attention places that he, it's just, you know, this is the whole idea. That's the whole idea with the green energy thing, you know. Wind turbines and that nonsense, solar panels. It's taking our eyes off the mark, all right? You can understand why BP and Royal Dutch Shell and everybody else, GE and Anadarko, all the rest of them, Nalco, they're all into it. Because it takes everybody's eyes off the ball. It takes your eyes off the prize. Watch the magician's left hand and don't watch what the trick he's pulling with his right, okay? Anyway, Salazar fell for the gimmick. After the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig leased by BP from Transocean exploded and sank about 4 miles. God, they go over that a lot. Let's go down a little bit further in the article. Let companies regulate. Before the blast, Salazar initiated a study of MMS offshore safety inspections by the national academies, which provided research on science and technology. Ken Arnold, a Houston-based oil industry consultant who heads the study group, said one of Salazar's biggest challenges is to turn around a culture fostered in part by former President Ronald Reagan's view that government is the problem. Man, they're all over the map with this stuff. Let's go on to another article. This is a little bit more interesting. Again, off of Bloomberg, a little bit more oil news, trying to get a bigger picture, trying to get outside of the spill zone and get into the spin zone. Petrobras delays $25 billion stock offering until September. Doesn't seem they're too concerned about offshore drilling down there. Petróleo Brasileiro S.A., Latin America's big... How do you like the way he said that? Pretty cool. I practiced that one. Latin America's biggest company by market value delayed the sale of as much as $25 billion in stock until September because a price hasn't been set in a related deal to buy oil reserves from the government. I wonder if the economic hitmen are in on this. Is Tavistock running this gig? The offering to minority shareholders originally planned for July is tied to an agreement to buy rights to as much as 5 billion barrels of oil from the government with stock. Petrobras, based in Rio de Janeiro, the home of the Earth Summit back in 1992, where we fell under this cloud known as sustainable development, said in a statement late yesterday, industry regulators will assess the value of such reserves by the end of August. Petrobras needs the proceeds from the sale to complete the 2010 portion of its $224 billion investment plan. Let's see now. I think BP set aside $20 billion to cover all their damages. These guys are doing a $224 billion investment plan for 2010. Anyway, the daily increases, delay increases the risk that the sale will be further delayed because of the presidential election in October, Redmond said. The election is the cutoff point. After that, it'll be more difficult. Petrobras depository receipts in Germany dropped to the equivalent of 2865. Well, we don't need to know that. Bureaucracy creeps in. Petrobras plans to sell the shares to help finance investments of $224 billion through 2014 to more than double its output to 5.38 million barrels a day by 2020. The company is looking to develop offshore reserves in the so-called pre-salt region off Brazil's coast, home to discoveries including Tupi, or Tuppy, the largest find since Mexico's Cantarell in 1976. Bureaucracy can creep in, and my sense is they would rather get this done sooner than later. Gianna Byrne, president of Brookshire Advisory and Research, Inc., said yesterday by telephone from It's Mexican. Brazil's oil regulator, known by its Portuguese acronym ANP, said yesterday its board authorized the hiring of Gaffney Klein & Associates to stress the value of the barrels that the government plans to sell Petrobras in exchange for its stock. Well, there you go. That's that one.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
All right, so well, you've got, you know, all been lubed up here, so we might as well go ahead and get crude. BP, that would be British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum, adds lobbyists with Gulf lawmaker ties to Washington team. We're going to talk about an inbred, incestuous house. This is it. Another news. But before we go into the article, think about the options that are being presented to you in the public notice, in the public fool snooze, you know. Up off the regurgitorium of the internet, the news. What's making headline news? What's getting all the ink? What's getting all of the cyber tracking? It's all of this stuff about BP, but what's not being spoken of much is G20 and the reform of the financial regulations in Washington. We opened the broadcast with those articles. But all the rest of it is about what's going on with BP, okay? Let's understand that. Never let a good crisis go to waste. BP PLC coping with congressional investigations and criticisms over its oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico added lobbyists with ties to lawmakers from the region to the growing company's growing team of Washington advisors. I was at a little chit-chat last evening. We had the Ozark Property Rights Congress meeting in Barry County chapter up in the auditorium in Monette, Missouri. We were anticipating having Chuck Pergerson, the candidate for Senate, come in and talk about to us and talk about the progress of his campaign, but unfortunately he was unable to make it. And instead, we had a state representative, David Sater, come in and talk to us. And one of the comments that David Sater made before we grilled him and roasted him was that basically lobbyists are salesmen. You know, come into Jefferson City, our state capital, and it's always the lobbyists that are bobbing and weaving and genuflecting before the committee chairman. And that's not going to be any different here in this situation. Eris Group registered with Congress to lobby on energy and environment issues in May, according to records made public on June the 18th. Jennifer Bendall, isn't that the name? Well, she's not selective. Jennifer Bendall, a former policy advisor to Republican Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, and Jesse McCollum, a former chief of staff to Democratic Representative Ron Klein of Florida, are representing BP with the Eris Group. The firm's regional connections bolster a BP lobbying network that includes Ken Duberstein. I mean, you know, you're going to have to listen real carefully and see if you can pick out the Irish names, all right? Ken Duberstein, a former chief of staff to President Ronald Reagan, Tony Podesta, brother of John Podesta, who managed Barry the Usurper's transition team, Hillary Rosen, a former head of the Recording Industry Association of America, who once worked for the Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California. Gulf Coast connections confirm the old adage about all politics being local, said Ross Baker, a political science professor at Rutgers in New Brunswick. Quote, they know the territory, he said. They don't have to be brought up to speed on these issues. You see, there's a lot of money to be made, obviously, when you get involved with this sort of stuff, all right? A lot of things, there's a lot of money that you can make in this process of being a lobbyist. And it really helps to go in and find people who have served at all levels of government, once they're no longer in government, to work as lobbyists. You know, they know where everybody likes to drink. They know all the watering holes. They know all the whorehouses, cat houses in the Potomac, you know. They know all the places to go where you can find these guys after hours. They know how they like to have their palms greased or what brand of lotion they use. And that's what we're seeing here. BP is really packing them in, all right? So let's go on a little further here. Golf Course Connections confirm the old adage about all politics being local, said Ross Baker. They know the territory. They don't have to be brought up to speed on the issues. Anadarko hires? You know, this is the list. This is why we do the list. We went through them all for you. Just followed the chain right down. British Petroleum, Anadarko, Deepwater Horizon. That's from the Transocean. Then we went to Cameron. Then we went to Nalco. We just keep digging in and digging in. Find them all. They're mentioned in this article. Anadarko hires. Anadarko Petroleum Corporation, which owns a 25% stake in the ruptured well and has criticized BP's operation of it, also hires a Washington law firm and lobbying firm. This is called CYA. You know what they're doing. Hogan Lovell's lobbyist, Michael House, a former Democratic senator or Senate staff aide, Candida Wolf, President George W. Bush, former chief lobbyist, Reed Stuntz, a former Democratic staff director to the House Energy and Commerce Committee, are all lobbying for the Texas Oil Company, according to records released yesterday. BP and Obama agreed on June the 16th the company will create a $20 billion fund for claims from the spill that followed an April 20th explosion, blah, blah, blah. BP Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward was accused of stonewalling, blah, 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 blah. Boutique lobbying. Boutique lobbying. If you can't go with the, you know, regular shopping mall variety, you can't get your lobbyist from the, you know, Dollar General, then you go out to these boutique lobbying companies. Well, Aris Group, which calls itself a boutique government consulting firm. Seems like that almost ought to be a crime. Anyway, says on its website, and notified the offices of Shelby and Klein that it was representing BP and hasn't lobbied the lawmakers on the company's behalf, according to Shelby spokesman Jonathan Grafeo and Klein spokeswoman Melissa Silverman. She's not a relation to Silverstein, but it's in the same line. All right. Shelby said June the 20th that Hayward should step down, blah, 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 hide the studio, stupidity, blah, blah, blah. Anadarko CEO Jim Hackett said in a June 18th statement that BP's actions leading up to the explosion, blah, 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 gross negligence, willful misconduct. BP is therefore responsible for the damages from the spill. Anadarko, it argues. See, they're covering their butt, getting lobbyists in there. BP spent more than $3.5 million lobbying Congress and the usurper's administration during the first 3 months of the year, according to the latest records available. $3.5 million in lobbying Congress and the usurper's administration before the spill, greasing the chute for the oily disaster coming straight ahead. The most effective people are people who have direct ties with government officials in Congress or in the administration. The most effective people, of course, are the ones that have all the negatives to the skeletons in the closet. 35 of the 49 lobbyists who have worked for BP since 2009 have worked for the federal government, according to Public Citizen. Transocean Limited, notice the way they say this, the Swiss company that owned the Deepwater Horizon, well, I reported on that almost day one. They're not a Swiss company. They were in the Cayman Islands, that tax shelter. And just before this incident really came into the news, they immediately swapped over and moved their offices to Switzerland. I don't know whether there was more of a haven there than there was in the Cayman Islands, but they moved, you know, as they say in the Vietnam area, they deed their butt right to Switzerland and got out of the Cayman Islands before the news story started running. And ever since then, we've heard of them as a Swiss company, has retained Capitol Hill Consulting Group, a firm started by former Representative Bill Brewster, a Democrat from Oklahoma, Jack Victory, who served as an energy advisor to the House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, a Texas Republican, is also lobbying for Transocean. Nalco Holding Company of Naperville, Illinois, which manufactures a chemical dispersant whose used by BP in this spill, was questioned by the Environmental Protection Agency, hired Ogilvy Government Relations in Washington, Drew Maloney, who was also an aide to Tom DeLay, and Gordon Taylor, who worked for former Representative Chris John, a Democrat from Louisiana, are also lobbying for Nalco. You see how it works, folks? You're not represented. You don't have a voice. You're not in the club.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And just when you thought that it might be safe to go outside, there might be things falling from the sky, and we should be aware of this as well. This is an article again off of Bloomberg. John Hughes writing for Bloomberg. U.S. air collision alerts top 200 since new monitoring began. You know, I think wearing a hard hat outside might be pretty good idea, you know, good advice in this time. Alarms sounded in the cockpits of a Continental Airlines Incorporated plane carrying 100 people and a Gulfstream II business jet warning the pilots that they were headed for a collision more than 24,000 feet over Maryland. I don't know how much a landing gear, you know, would hurt if it fell from 24,000 feet and landed on your head, but it would probably be smart. The Continental pilot, bound for Newark, New Jersey, pushed down the Boeing company's 737-800 to avoid a crash, the National Transportation Safety Board said. A controller's error had put the planes within 300 feet of colliding, violating the rules that aircraft remain at least 1,000 feet apart. I mean, to tell you what, you know, you got a Boeing 737-800 flying over your Gulfstream jet with only 300 feet between you. It'll look like a sheet of paper. Look like you wish you'd greased your wings before you tried it. 300 feet, that's one of the jokes that they use with the Blue Angels all the time, you know. The Maryland incident, they're flying right at each other. They go over each other a couple hundred feet above. It looks like, oh, my God, they're gonna crash. They're going to go. They're going to collide. Eat some more popcorn. Drink another soda. You know, but it's just a stunt. It's stuff, you know. It's stuff pilots like to do, scare the audience. The Maryland incident on March the 25th. Could you imagine this? Could you imagine being a steward eye on a plane like that? All the children's noses pressed to the windows, pointing. That must have been a great morning. The Maryland incident on March the 25th is more than among more than 200 reports collected in the 3 months after the U.S. stepped up scrutiny. Ah, the stewardess probably had to pass out a couple of bales of Depends to the older customers. Anyway, while the safety board said most cases involved no actual hazard, it homed in on 5 incidents investigators said were serious and may have gone undetected without a disclosure rule that took effect on March the 8th. The 5 events were probably the biggest surprise from the new monitoring. John DeLisi, the NTSB's Deputy Director of Aviation Safety, said in an interview, aircraft got so close together that evasive action was required, and this is the type of serious incident we should immediately be notified about. Well, I'd say so. It's your job, you know, air traffic controllers, that's your job. The close calls in March, April, and May, wouldn't imagine there would be one in June, July, and August, Sean. The close calls in March, April, and May have triggered Federal Aviation Administration investigations, said spokeswoman Allison Duquette. The agency also formed a group with air traffic controllers that met for the first time, enjoying latte and finger cookies, this month to examine possible changes in training or procedures. Maybe they should spend more time with their noses on the radar and less time with their noses in their other controllers' posterior. We take these incidents seriously, said Doug Church, the spokesman for the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, a Washington-based union for the control tower workers. Of course, they were all on vacation on 9/11. You know. Somehow or another, they weren't able to alert anybody to know that they, you know, cyber airplanes were going to crash into the cyber towers and then Building 7 would collapse out of sympathy, scared to death as it was. The rate for the most egregious violations of FAA separation standards rose to 3.31 per million controller commands in the 8 months through March the 31st. So you see, it's all probability. That kind of an error margin is perfectly acceptable. They only have one collision out of every 3.31 per million controller commands. The FAA, that would be the Federal Aviation Administration, has found no common theme in the NTSB's 5 incidents, Duquette said. Regulators are examining cockpit alerts with an industry agency team that seeks safety improvements, Peggy Gilligan said. The March 8th rule requires that the NTSB be notified when the cockpit alarm sounds and crew action is needed to avoid a substantial risk of collapse, collision, and explosion, and everyone falls to the ground with their seat cushions. The NTSB, which is independent of the FAA, investigates accidents and makes non-binding recommendations. Well, there's more to that article. Be sure and wear your hard hat outside. You never know what might be falling from the sky. Let's go into something else. Pick up John Stuart Mill, continue our study on representative government. our caller Chad from Alaska. There are some broadcasts on the air, my friend, that do talk about the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, perhaps the de jure states as well. We certainly do that here. But continuing from our discussion right where we left off yesterday, to make these various elements of power politically influential, they must be organized. And in the advantage in organization is necessarily with those who are in possession of the government. So as we've said before, and really intimated in regards to the discussions last night with State Representative David Sater, government really serves only one purpose. The political parties only have one purpose. I should say that, not government, but political parties. They only have one real purpose. And that is to gain proximity to or complete power over governments. So it's like you've got this constant bleeding sore all the time with the existence of political parties. They're always in a process of overthrowing the government. That's what they do. That's what they were organized to do. And that's all that they do. And they don't represent you, but you might think that you're a Republican, even if you're not. You might not even understand what is being a Republican is, but that's another story. A much weaker party in all other elements of power may greatly preponderate when the powers of government are thrown into the scale. A much weaker party in all other elements of power may greatly preponderate when the powers of government are thrown into the scale. You can imagine how difficult it is to take the Republicans out of power and insert the Democrats, and how difficult it would be to take the Democrats out of power and insert the Republicans. Because when the parties have control, they really truly do have control of the system. And if you're going to seek lasting change, you need to have a majority in all three branches, supposedly, of our system of government. You're going to need to have strong support and a majority in the House. You're going to need to have in the House of Representatives, the U.S. House of Representatives. You're going to need to have a majority in the Senate. You're going to need to have the support of a president in the administrative branch and all of the various agencies, and you're going to need to have justices on the Supreme Court to back you up, whether there is a birth certificate or not. You see? And so what John Stuart Mill is intimating here, correctly, is that a much weaker party in all other elements of power may greatly preponderate when the powers of government are thrown into the scales, and may long retain its predominance through this alone. Though no doubt a government so situated is in the condition called in the mechanics unstable equilibrium. All right, so they're always running a crapshoot. They never know for which time, you know, which two-year election, which midterm election, that they'll be thrown out on their ears. Throw the bums out, as Carol Quigley said in his book Tragedy and Hope. Like a thing balanced on its smaller end, which, if once disturbed, tends more and more to depart from instead of reverting to its previous state. So you take the pyramid of power and you turn it upside down and place it on its capstone, then you could knock it over even with a feather. But when it's rightly seated on its double tetrahedral base, it's immovable, virtually. Continuing from our treatise here in Representative Government, The Forms of Government, John Stuart Mill writes this back in the 1850s, but there are still stronger objections to this theory of government in the terms in which it is usually stated. The power in society, which has any tendency to convert itself into political power, is not power quiescent, power merely passively, but active power. In other words, power actually exerted. That is to say, a very small portion of all the power in existence. That's why we say that knowledge, you know, is powerful, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. It's not sufficient to know a thing, you must do a thing. It's not sufficient to understand the basic fundamental principles of becoming vocal local, then you must become Vocal Local. Now we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so once again, and back referring to this excellent writing by John Stuart Mill, regaining composure after visiting the chat room. Boy, if you're not in there, you can certainly do that. It's become vocallocal.com. Engage in that chat room discussion. It's rather lively at the moment. Politically speaking, Mill writes, a great part of all power consists in the will. Not in me, but in the will. How is it possible, then, to compute the elements of political power while we omit from the computation anything which acts on the will? To think that because those who wield the power in society wield in the end that of government, therefore it is of no use to attempt to influence the constitution of the government by acting on opinion is to forget that opinion is itself one of the greatest active social forces. All right? Now, we've gone into Albert Van Dicey in the past, you know, basically the how law and legislation is affected by public opinion. Public opinion and cross currents of public opinion. The political will being absolutely necessary in Congress to do anything at all right about what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico or in our border, you know, down in Arizona, as Jeff Gadsden Tease, our sponsor and close friend and listener, Jeff, reported earlier in the week, perhaps last week, in regards to that confrontation, basically, in Pinal County and the county south of it, the county north of it, down south of Tucson Way, where they close off all of the parklands to tourists and pedestrian traffic because there's so many armed illegal aliens in there that government deems it dangerous, as if we had a rampant lion or a ravenous bear in the woods there, all right? Again, public opinion and cross currents of public opinion as they shape law and legislation dependent upon the will of the legislators and the will of the people. One person with the belief, John Stuart Mill writes here, is a social power equal to 99 who have only interest. Now we're getting into a very compelling section of his writing. We'll start going into the idea of opinions, beliefs, and interests. But again, he says, one person with a belief is a social power equal to 99 who have only interest. As we become more knowledgeable on all of these things politic and become vocal local, when you have a belief, when you understand the system and you believe and you understand what is property and how important it is and what is freedom, when you understand how important property and freedom is to the continuance of our state of existence, and you have developed a belief in freedom as opposed to tyranny, you become a social power equal to 99 who have only interest. They who can succeed in creating a general persuasion that a certain form of government or social fact of any kind deserves to be preferred have made nearly the most important step which can possibly be taken towards ranging the powers of society on its side. Once you set aside your malaise, once you set aside your apathy, and once you decide to energize within this established two-party political system to affect real change, not the hope and change of the usurper administration, but real change, progress, growth, and change. Once you step into the ring, toss your hat down there, strongly believing that a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government in our time is truly preferable to the socialist, capital, corporatist, fascist state that has risen up around us, once you believe in your heart and your mind, you understand why, that the individual subsumed by the collective is the most egregious abuse of humanity that ever came down the pike, then maybe you'd be willing to join in the struggle against globalism. As globalism transitions from global to local, we need to become vocal local and block the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, in our cities, our counties, and our states. On the day when the proto-martyr was stoned to death at Jerusalem, while he was to be the apostle of the Gentiles, stood by consenting unto his death, would anyone have supposed that the party that stoned the man were then and there the strongest power in society? And has not the event proved that they were so, because theirs was the most powerful of the then existing beliefs? The same element made a monk of Wittenberg, and here he's referring to Martin Luther, at the meeting of the Diet of Worms, a more powerful social force than the Emperor Charles V. And all the princes there assembled. But these, it may be said, are cases in which religion was concerned, and religious convictions are something peculiar in their strength. Have you ever been asked in a questionnaire or survey, what is your political faith? What is your political faith this morning, my friends? What is your political faith? Do you have any faith in politics? What is your political faith? Do you have a belief? Can you believe without evidence that what I'm suggesting to you is the most rapid, rooty course to restoration that has been offered? That your apathy and your withdrawal and your bullhorn and your placards and your signs and your marching up and down on the streets will in the end not prevail. But if you can gain a seat at the table inside, at the seats of power, that you could actually steer this great ship in a better direction, possibly, then let us take a case purely political where religion, so far as concerned at all, was chiefly on the losing side. If anyone requires to be convinced that speculative thought is one of the chief elements of social power, let him bethink himself of the age in which there was scarcely a throne in Europe which was not filled by a liberal and reforming king, a reforming pope, the age of Frederick the Great, of Catherine the Second, of Joseph the Second, of Peter Leopold, of Benedict XIV, of Ganganelli, of Pompal, of Aranda, when the very Bourbons of Naples were liberals and reformers, and all the active minds among the noblesse of France were filled with the ideas which were soon after to cost them so dear. Do you even understand what the difference between liberal and conservative is in this context? That the root of liberal is free, a free people, a free state. What was conservative then? What was liberal then? It changes every generation. Some people champion the liberal, and some people champion the conservative in every generation. Perhaps sometimes not remembering that to be liberum is the free. The free. I'm not a libertarian because I understand that liberty is but a necessary consequence. It's an absence of total freedom. It's indicative of a people who are not prepared yet to live free. Would you live free or die with your liberty? Surely a conclusive example of how far mere political and economic power is from being the whole of social power. It was not by any change the distribution of material interests, but by the spread of moral convictions that Negro slavery has been put an end to in the British Empire and elsewhere. The serfs in Russia owe their emancipation, if not to a sentiment of duty, at least to the growth of a more enlightened opinion respecting the true interest of the state. It is what men think that determines how they act. What's the difference between a free man and a slave? A free man might be placed in bondage, but he's always striving for freedom. The slave just looks at master and say, "Oh, that's a nice hoe, massa. What a nice oak handle. I know I'll be comfortable hoeing my 5 miles of beans today. What a nice hoe, massa. Thanks for giving me that." The free man looks at the hoe and he sees a weapon, multiple weapons. Knives, blades, thrusting spears, a baton, all out of the same device if he can just steal it away sometime during the day and get back to it in the night, kindle a fire. He's on his way to freedom as soon as you hand him that hoe. That's the difference between a free man and a slave. It's all in the state of mind. It's that opinion. It's that belief. It's what men think that determines how they act. And though the persuasions and convictions of the average men are in a much greater degree determined by their personal position than by reason, no little power is exercised over them by the persuasions and convictions of those whose personal position is different. Oh, well, there's more, a lot more, and we'll pick it up right there tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.